I would like to bring to your attention this All India Magazine issue of November 1987, which has a number of very interesting things. And I thought it would be a good idea to take up some of these things, read them out to you, so that we can jointly meditate on some of these things. The very first set of selections here has the title, What is Spirituality? Now, this is something about which there is a lot of confusion, and very often it becomes difficult to explain to people that religion and spirituality are two different things. There are many religions. Religions have a number of different functions to perform. But the primary function of religion is to lead you on to the discovery that you are not the ego-bound individual you think you are, that there is another consciousness which you basically are. Now, leading on to this discovery, this self-discovery, is basically spirituality. Now, if one takes one stand on spirituality, then most of our conflicts and quarrels would automatically disappear. In one place, Sri Aurobindo has said, what is unique about Hinduism is that Hinduism of all the religions knows its function. That is, it does not regard itself as an end in itself. Hinduism is not an end in itself. It is like many religions. There are many religions. There are non-religions too. You can go to God through art, through culture. You can go to God through anything at all. You can go to God through motorcycle maintenance. You can go to God through learning archery, as they do in Japan. There are many, many different ways of doing it. Basically, what it is transcending the limitations of the present consciousness and going beyond it. Now, Hinduism is very important because it knows that it has this function, that it is not an end in itself. It is not enough to be religious. But that is why we have also a wider band of tolerance. Since we know that our function is not to make people Hindus, but lead people on to the discovery of who they are, there are many ways, there are many approaches which are very valid. And in fact, Hinduism became a religion because of Europe. If Europeans had not come to India and given us a name, probably we wouldn't have been Hindus. There will be so many different religions within Hinduism. There are Vaishnavas, there are Shaktas, there are Shaivas, there are various kinds of people. And they all have different ways, different approaches to this ideal. Now, West has to have a religion, so we also said we should have a religion. So, one of the things is, if we really change this perspective, many of the problems in the world will be solved. The one thing that will always get solved, there won't be any religious wars. You know, many people think that if women were seated in the seat of power, many of the present day conflicts would disappear because women have a different perspective on things. Men basically go for aggrandizement, for conquest. Women work more through harmony, leave alone Margaret Thatcher's and so on. But by and large, this is what is believed. Similarly, if the West were to accept this understanding, this perspective, the whole thing will change. For example, the Hindu religion says that there is a truth, there is a reality, and intellect cannot understand it. Now, if intellect cannot understand it, it doesn't mean it is not reality. The reality that intellect understands is one kind of reality. There is another kind of reality which you can understand through another medium, through another way, and that is because there is the divine within us, and unless we had divine within us, there would be no way of understanding the divine. The only way of understanding the divine is by being one with the divine. Now, how do you become one with the divine unless you had something of the divine in yourself? Now, so we have the divine in ourselves, and basically spirituality is to awaken this divine within us and make him take possession of all our faculties. That is all spirituality there is to it. And once this divine awakens, we won't be big zeros. In fact, that will be the golden day for all of us, because we'll then realize the richness of what we are intended to be. See, I am only 1%, maybe less than 0.5% of what I'm intended to be, because I am satisfied to be my ego. So basically, there is a lot of clarification needed about what is spirituality. And if we have that clarification, then we will see that there are goals and there are means, and means and goals are different. So he says, and this is a good collection because it has been selected from 5 or 6 different writings, 5 or 6 different books of Sri Aurobindo. One thing he says, the spirituality has meant a recognition of something greater than mind and life, something greater than mind and life, the aspiration to a consciousness pure, great, divine, beyond our normal mental and vital nature, a surge and rising of the soul in man out of the littleness and bondage of our lower parts towards a greater thing secret within him. In fact, spirituality is a journey within. It's not going out. If you read books, if you go to the guru, if you go to bhajans, if you do any kind of social work, the ultimate purpose is it refines your consciousness. It gives a different twist and orientation to your consciousness. That we are now taking our stand on the basis of the ego, which is a very narrowing, which is a very limiting thing, no matter who you are. You see, it's still very narrow compared to what you can be. So there is a consciousness, and this consciousness is above, beyond our mind, much larger than our mind, and that consciousness is called the soul consciousness or the delight consciousness. The consciousness that you and I now represent can be called desire consciousness. It's a desired soul and the delight soul. From the desire soul to the delight soul is the movement. It is spirituality when you begin to become aware of another consciousness than the ego and begin to live in it and under its influence more and more. It is that consciousness, wide, infinite, self-existent, pure of ego, etc., which is called spirit, self, Brahman, divine. We define spirituality, same thing said in different ways, as the attempt to know and live in the highest self, the divine, the all-embracing unity, and to raise life in all its parts to the divinest possible values. Raise life to its divinest possible values. And then he says, spirituality is not a high intellectuality. Very often we believe that you're very intelligent, so you must be spiritual. There is a great danger. The greater the intellect you are, you know, the smaller the man you are, the greater chances you have, because you have less of a burden to carry. So spirituality is not high intellectuality, not idealism. No, not idealism. Not an ethical turn of mind or moral purity and austerity. We have a feeling that somebody is very moral, there must be very spiritual. Nor religiosity, or an ardent and exalted emotional fervor, the kind of fervor that bhajans and kirtans give you. Not even a compound of all these excellent things. They are very important things. What is their utility? He explains in the next slide. These things, intellect, moral purity, austerity, religiosity, ardent and exalted emotional fervor, these things are of considerable value to mind and life. They are of value to the spiritual evolution itself as preparatory movements. They are all needed to prepare yourself for the spiritual illumination. As preparatory movements, disciplining, purifying, and giving a suitable form to the nature. But they still belong to the mental evolution. The beginning of a spiritual realization, experience, change, He is not yet there. Spirituality in its essence is an awakening to the inner reality of our being. There is someone other than what I have been identifying myself with. And this someone, this spirit, is not Chinese or Buddhist or Islamic or Hindu or Muslim. It is one manifestation, one spark of the divine fire. Once you realize that, even if people come and tell you, look, you are going to die, tomorrow you will laugh at him. You say, what is it? What does death mean? Death will have no meaning at all. Because that spark, that experience of what you really are, if you experience it even for a fraction of a second, that fraction of a second is eternity. You see, one of the things we are bound by is time. Time is what binds us. So to have the experience of your soul is to get beyond time for just a fraction of a second. And in that fraction of a second, there is immortality. And so he says, it is this awakened to your inner reality, to a spirit self which is other than our mind, life, and body. An inner aspiration to know, to feel, to be that, to enter into contact with the greater reality beyond and pervading the universe, which inhabits also our own being. This consciousness is individual, cosmic, and transcendental. In the Vedas, they say, after God created this world, he stood beyond it by 9 digits. So what all it says is the entire cosmos that you have is only a very infinitesimal part of the divine consciousness. But that divine which is so cosmic is also in us. So we have any value just because we also represent, we also manifest the divine. Otherwise we are zeros. That is the thing that we are carrying. That is the charm that we are carrying. That is what gives the meaning to our life. And all the experience of our life are basically meant to gradually ignite that spark so one day it will be bright enough, effulgent enough that we'll really see it. So he says, beyond and pervading the universe which inhabits also in our own being, to be in communion with it and union with it, and a turning, a conversion, a transformation of our whole being as a result of the aspiration, the contact, the union, a growth or waking into a new becoming or new being, a new self, a new nature. Spirituality, in fact, is nothing short of a new birth. You have new birth. In the good old days, Brahmins were supposed to be born twice. Dvijas, they used to call. You are born physically and you are also reborn spiritually. So this rebirth of the consciousness is basically spirituality. And if some people find religion useful for it, let them go after religion. Some people find something else good for it, let them go after that. So these are all the means. If we know this, then we can live with all religions, all ways of doing it. And unless God is as stupid as we are, we think he can only... God somehow has to think like me. That's what I think. He has created so many different ways. Some you can empathize with, some you can respond to, some you can't respond to because it's meant for someone else. Somebody who is in Sahara, he has a different kind of way, different ways of looking at God. So it is this vast universe he has become. And in this universe, he has planted himself everywhere. And we have been, we can appreciate some ways. It's good for us. So there is no reason for us to quarrel with anybody's way. Basically, our problem is not to bother about other people's religion, but about our own selves and how we are true in realizing that religion. The meaning of spirituality is a new and greater inner life of man, founded in the consciousness of his true, his inmost, highest, and largest self and spirit, by which he receives the whole of existence as a progressive manifestation of the self in the universe and his own life as a field of a possible transformation in which its divine sense will be found, its potentialities highly evolved, etc. I recommend you, most of you are getting, you get this, I would recommend that you spend some time looking at it. It's a very beautiful, it's collected from 5 or 6 different things.